Welcome to this tutorial on tabbing to all kinds of objects which do not normally receive keyboard focus. ATPrime's ability to tab to blocks of text is covered in the first tutorial, but what about other types of controls and objects which are not blocks of text and which you can't normally tab to? ATPrime lets you tab to these other kinds of controls when you turn on the optimized tabbing mode. To show how this works, I'll be running the demo app for ATPrime, which you can run directly from the Help menu on the ATPrime menu. First, I'm going to launch the demo app without ATPrime running though, in order to show you what the window is like without ATPrime's features.
Demo app for ATPrime.
This demo app doesn't really do anything, apart from showing you some standard controls and how you can use ATPrime's features to improve accessibility and the usability of an application. This tutorial is all about tabbing to all kinds of controls that do not normally receive keyboard focus. So let's first tab through the window without ATPrime running and see what we have.
Enter your name. Edit focused. Blank. Combo box mail collapsed. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of ATPrime's powerful features text. I feel good checkbox not checked. All application developers should make their controls accessible checkbox not checked alter. Pick code, combo box collapsed alt P. Current total, edit read only, selected 63, hello button, OK button. Enter your name, edit, blank.
And now we're back to the first control in the window, which is the enter your name edit field. So what are we not tabbing to? What controls are being missed out by the screen reader? I'm launching ATPrime.
ATPrime is ready. Demo app for ATPrime dialog. This is a simple. Enter your name. Edit focused. Blank.
Where focus is still on the enter your name edit field. What I want to do is to turn on the optimized tabbing mode, and to do that, I open the ATPrime menu.
Context menu. Text inspector. Object inspector. Window inspector. Favorites menu control. Favorites inspector. Display the object with focus as a favorite. Turn on optimized tabbing G.
And here's the item, turn on optimized tabbing. I'll press enter on that, and then we'll see if there's a difference. If I now start to tab forward, the first thing we hear is that there is a short click every time I press the tab key.
Combo box mail collapsed. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of ATPrime. I feel good checkbox not checked.
This is to alert you that tabbing mode is turned on, so that you can remember to turn it off if you no longer need it.
All application developers should make their controls accessible checkbox not checked alter. Pick code. Text alt P.
Here's the text label for the pick code combo box. It wasn't receiving keyboard focus when I was tabbing through the window when ATPrime was not active.
Pick code. Combo box collapsed alt P. Current total. Text.
Similarly, here's the text label for the current total edit field, but it is when I tab past the OK button at the bottom of the window and cycles back up to the top that we will really experience a difference.
Current total, edit read only, 25, 20, hello button, OK button, minimize button moves the window out of the way.
Here's the minimize button. That button is actually located within the title bar of an application, and you would not normally be able to tab to it. If I tab again,
restore button unavailable puts a minimized or maximized window back to normal.
This is the restore button, which is beside the minimize button on the title bar, and which is currently unavailable. When I tab again,
close button closes the window.
This is the close button, which is also found on the title bar. That's the button that has a picture of an X on it, which sighted people usually click with a mouse in order to close a window. If I keep tabbing,
button, 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 enter your name, text.
We hear that there are four unnamed buttons, followed by the text label for the enter your name edit field. When I tabbed through this window before, these buttons did not receive focus, and we didn't know they were there. The next problem is that these buttons are unnamed. A later tutorial will show how these buttons can be labelled, but for the purposes of this tutorial, I can show you that you can activate controls like this when you are in optimized tabbing mode. I'm going to tab back to the first of these buttons.
Button, 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 button.
When you're in optimized tabbing mode and you want to activate a button like this, you press the space bar or enter as usual.
Demo app dialog, you selected the new document button. OK button.
And now a message box has appeared, simply telling me what action would have been taken if this had been a real button. This one apparently would have created a new document. I'll tab to the next button.
Button.
And press enter.
Demo app dialog, you selected the open document button. OK button. Button.
And a different message. These messages are just showing you that in addition to being able to tab to controls, which don't normally receive focus, you will be able to activate them in the normal way when in optimized tabbing mode. Okay, now I want to turn off optimized tabbing mode. Back in the AT Prime menu.
Context menu.
Arrowing down.
Text inspector, object inspect, window favorites menu, favorites, and add the object with turn off optimized tabbing G.
And now the item says turn off optimized tabbing. I'll press enter and tab around the top of the window.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window. Combo box mail collapsed. Enter your name. Edit. Blank. OK button.
And now there's no sign of those four unnamed buttons and the buttons contained in the title bar. It's often the case with applications that you are not able to tab to toolbar buttons. Many applications don't let you tab to the toolbars. Optimized tabbing lets you do that, and of course to tab to other kinds of controls in the window, which don't normally receive keyboard focus. What this means is that with AT Prime's optimized tabbing mode, you do not need to use any special navigation modes of your screen reader in order to find and interact with a control which does not normally receive keyboard focus. If you use screen enlargement software of any kind with your screen reader, you will notice that the display tracks each of the objects being tabbed to in optimized tabbing mode. This is because AT Prime moves the mouse to each of the objects you tab to, and if your screen enlargement software is set to follow the mouse pointer, the object you tab to will be tracked on the screen. This means that you don't have to move the mouse around the screen to find a button or other control that doesn't normally get keyboard focus. If you don't need or don't want the display to track tabbing in optimized tabbing mode, you can turn this feature off in the AT Prime settings window. The ability to tab to all kinds of controls in optimized tabbing mode sounds fantastic, but there's a downside. In applications with many of these kinds of hidden buttons, the optimized tabbing mode would mean that you would have to tab through many controls to get to the one you want to interact with. But of course, AT Prime has a solution to this. You can hide unwanted controls from tabbing in optimized tabbing mode so that you can customize keyboard access so that you only tab to controls you want to interact with. Hiding objects from tabbing in optimized tabbing mode is the subject of the next tutorial.